From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Sam Rowden reports for the Albany Business Review that the State University of New York Board of Trustees on December 5th named John B. King Jr. as the new chancellor of its higher education system. His appointment is effective January 17th. Deborah F. Stanley, former president of SUNY Oswego, has served as interim chancellor since January. King served as the U.S. Secretary of Education under President Barack Obama from 2016 to 2017 and as the New York State Education Commissioner from 2011 to 2014. In 2017, King became the president and CEO of the Education Trust, a nonprofit that looks to identify and close achievement gaps for students. He was a candidate for Maryland governor, but finished in sixth place in the April 2021 Democratic primary. King holds an undergraduate degree in government from Harvard, a master's and doctorate from Teachers College at Columbia University, and a law degree from Yale. He started his career as a high school social studies teacher. He said on Monday, and I quote, "I'm only sitting here today because of the difference public education made in my life. My parents, who were both New York City public school educators for their whole careers, both passed away when I was a kid. It was unstable, lonely, scary a lot of the time. But school, public school, New York City public schools, quite literally saved my life. Amazing New York City public school teachers made school a place that was safe and nurturing and engaging," end quote. SUNY has been without a permanent chancellor since Jim Malatras resigned earlier this year after 2019 text messages were made public in which he made disparaging remarks against former government colleague Lindsay Boylan, the first woman to publicly accuse former Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment. King will be paid an annual salary of $750,000. Read more about this story in the Hudson Business Review. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman that election workers in seven counties, including those in Columbia and Greene on December 5th, began a 1 million vote recount to determine who will take the third seat in a race for the state Supreme Court's third judicial district. The count is likely to take a week to complete, according to Democratic Ulster County Board of Elections Commissioner Ashley Diddes. With less than 1,000 votes separating the two lowest vote getters, the boards of education in the seven counties that make up the state Supreme Court Third Judicial District are involved in a hand count of the more than 1 million ballots cast in the race. Voters were asked to elect three Supreme Court Third Judicial District justices from the field of four candidates. According to the State Board of Elections website, the top two vote-getters in the race were Democrats Megan K. Galligan and Sharon K. Graff. Meanwhile, Republicans Thomas Marsali received 164,776 votes, while Democrat Heidi Thayers Cochran got 163,777, a spread of only 999 votes. As a result, a hand count of all ballots was triggered. Did it said, and I quote, "We will keep doing this until it's done," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Raga Justin reports for the Times Union that a federal judge on December 5th dismissed bribery and fraud charges pending against former Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin. His arrest, based on allegations of federal corruption, led to his resignation from the Hochul administration in April. In his decision, U.S. Judge Paul Etkin granted Benjamin's request to dismiss three counts of bribery and honest services wire fraud, acknowledging the indictment filed by federal prosecutors, and I quote, failed to allege an explicit quid pro quo, end quote. Etkin did not dismiss the two other charges related to the falsification of records. At the time of his indictment, the U.S. Attorney's Office described the case as, and I quote, a simple story of corruption, end quote, involving a quid pro quo scheme stemming from Benjamin's 2021 campaign for New York City Comptroller. Prosecutors allege he secured campaign contributions from real estate developer Gerald McDowell in exchange for steering $50,000 in taxpayer funds to a nonprofit organization that McDowell ran, Friends of Public School Harlem. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGX Scene Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.